There's been more drama and a little theatre on day four of the ICAC inquiry into illegal donations given to the New South Wales Labor Party in 2015. The now dumped New South Wales Labor Secretary Kayla Minnane broke down in tears several times, and then former Labor Senator Sam Dastyari arrived on a share bike. And by the end of the day, he didn't have his phone. Sydney Morning Herald investigative journalist Kate McClymont was at the hearing. Thank you so much for joining us. Take us through the events today. What did we learn?
Oh, look, it was a day of tears and cheers. So, as you mentioned, Kayla Minnane was first up in the witness box today, and honestly, she looked dreadful, absolutely dreadful. And she was asked about when she had found out that she'd basically just lost her job as New South Wales General Secretary, and she started crying, saying that she'd learnt it from the media last night. So then she was taken to the heart of this inquiry, which is who knew what about a $100,000 donation given by billionaire Chinese property developer. And you have to remember that property developers cannot donate to New South Wales politics. So in 2015, Mr. Huang had come to Sussex Street headquarters with an Aldi bag crammed with $100,000 in cash and given that over. So Ms. Minnane was saying, look, she didn't know about this until September 2016, when she got a call from Ernest Wong, who was then an upper house MP and very close to Mr. Huang, to say that, we haven't heard exactly what he said yet, but there was a cash donation had been made and there was going to be a bit of trouble about it. And I think the timing was that at this time, the New South Wales Electoral Commission had started inquiries. They'd noticed it was very odd that 12 people, many of whom were waiters and waitresses, had each donated $5,000. Anyway, so after her tearful evidence, we then had Sam Dastyari, the complete opposite, chirpy as all get out, as you said, arriving on his Lime share bike. He was absolutely thrilled to be in the witness box, it appeared. Thrilled.
Why was he so chirpy? What's going on? Like, what did he actually say? He was sort of talked about how he advised her to cover her ass or something, right?
Yeah, so much of the day was taken about a meeting which happened on the 16th of September 2016. Now, this was the same day Kayla Minnane had just found out from Ernest Wong that there was going to be a problem with the donation. She rang Sam Dastyari, and Sam, who, of course, seems to, be rather self-centred, said he had had his own problems, his own emotional dramas, because only the week earlier he'd been forced to step down from the Labor front bench because of having accepted money to pay personal bills from Chinese donors, including Mr. Huang. So there they are, sitting in Sam's car, driving around the CBD while she is visibly distressed about this donation. And he said, I said to her, you've got to cover your ass and you've got to go to the ALP lawyer, Ian Robertson, and you've got to discuss it with him. So that was there was much toing and froing about who had said what, when, and how much people knew. But that was at the heart of why Mr. Dastyari had been called in to give evidence.
And who's next? Who are we going to hear from next?
Well, next on the list is one of the more interesting witnesses, and this is Ernest Wong, the MP in question. And he was at the centre of all these donations because of his friendship with the Chinese Friends of Labour, who had a dinner, and also with Mr. Huang, who gave the $100,000. So it'll be really interesting to hear what he's got to say about all this.
Thank you so much for joining us, Kate.
My pleasure.
Sydney Morning Herald investigative journalist Kate McClymont joining us there. Second time I've spoken to her today. She was joining me a little earlier on ABC News on TV. She's been very generous with her time. She's a fantastic journalist. This is RN Drive.